Welcome, everybody. Hey, you've got the right spot. This is The Rational Revolution, proudly aired on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I am your host, Mark Becker. I'm so glad to be here. We're going to have a really, really interesting discussion because it's going to be something that I think not a lot of folks really understand. I know I don't. And trying to break down some of the issues that we face in the state of Wisconsin, regards to the school board and funding and all of that. Because I mean, there's so much there. And I'm also really super excited about this guest because this is one of my dearest friends. We've got Laura McCoy, who has so much experience on the Green Bay Area Public Schools Board.
Thank you.
GBAPS, as it were.
Yeah, GBAPS.
GBAPS. Yeah. All right, very good. Yeah. Well, I'm so excited that you're here because their education and what runs it and what funds it and all of that is really in the news a lot. We've got a wrestling executive who's now, you know, very qualified to run the Department of Education, which
is she, Mark? Is she qualified?
Yeah. It's a hell of a job if you can get it. Yeah, maybe she can do the old body slam and, you know. I've seen a clip where she was body slammed.
By just a wrestler.
Wrestler. Yeah.
Okay, I thought maybe you were going to say our president.
No. Like a wrestler. Yeah. He was body slammed too, though, I think.
I've never seen that.
Or did
but
he do
please,
the body slamming?
Please pass that along.
I will. Yeah, no, it's good clip. So I want to talk about all that stuff because... I mean, I have kids. You have such experience in this. You have kids, and the assault on education is a real thing. And I came from the Republican side, obviously everybody knows that. And one of the things that was always talked about, was always a talking point, is, you know, how the school systems are just indoctrinating our children and blah, 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 blah. And so how those talking points are really impacting some serious policy that are hurting the most vulnerable, you know, and that's a real thing. How the heck did you get started doing this?
Oh, that's a good question. It had a lot to do with the my children growing up and some time kind of becoming more available to me. And I kind of was looking at the next phase of my life and I thought, well, what can I do? What can I do to make a contribution to my community? It was really that simple.
Yeah.
And a few people showed up in my life who kind of encouraged me. Brenda Warren.
Oh, I love Brenda.
Yeah. Brenda. Everyone loves Brenda.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she gave years.
Oh, she was a fighter. Oh my God.
Yeah. To this community, on the school board. We had some, you know, some discussions about it. And next thing you know, I'm running for the school board.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So I just want to start, though, with just a little bit of gratitude. I just thank the Civic Media for the work you guys do.
Oh, thank you.
I think that's, I listen to your programs quite a lot.
Thank you.
And also, I just want to also state that I'm not here speaking on behalf of our board.
Yeah.
I'm just here as an individual board member.
So, yeah.
But when it, you know, when you're talking about politics and public education, I would like to, you know, I went into this gig naive and I, and I, you know, I thought, you know, public education shouldn't be political.
Right.
Right. I mean, what's best for children should be obvious to people. Of course, that was part of being naive. But what I've found is that over the last 8.5 years, I've spent way, way more time than I ever expected basically begging politicians to care about public education. I've done this in Washington, D.C. I've done this in Madison. I've been to the Joint Finance Committee hearings on budgets several times. Locally, you know, just the lobbying basically on behalf of our kids in this community, I didn't anticipate having to do so much of that. Mm. I am happy to do that. Being here today is part of that, right? To let people know what's going on in their schools, how critical it is to our community and our economy. Mm-hmm. And that's just, you know, that goes with the territory.
Is there a type of side that seemingly would be more difficult to support public education than the other?
You mean
it's just pretty obvious?
Yeah. Partisans? Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious who's been in charge in Madison now for a long time, which party, and the chronic underfunding of public education has been just devastating to our public schools in this state.
Underfunding and kind of undermining what they can do and who they can talk to and how they can teach and all that stuff. It's crazy. One of the things when I got started, you said when you were naive, I was a local elected official too.
Yes.
And when I was elected, you go and you say, oh, this is all this funding is bad and this needs to change and that needs to change. And then I got in as a county supervisor, and my first meeting was with the library, and I learned, you know, the need of that the library has and what need they meet in the community. People that want to apply for jobs and people that want to research but can't at their house because they don't have internet and all that. Like, and so I was like stunned a little bit. And that was probably the final crack in my being a Republican, was seeing, oh my God, what need there is in the community and what people on my party and in my side thought of those people that had need.
Why wouldn't you support public libraries?
Oh, my God.
And why wouldn't you support public education? I'll never quite understand but that kind of rationale.
It's interesting because I've seen people that have run for school board. So we're talking with Laura McCoy, who's a member of the school board. And in their campaigns, it's, well, this is wrong and this is wrong and this person sucks. And Laura McCoy, she's got horns on her head and, you know, all this stuff. And she's hiding her. But then when they get in and they're elected, it's almost like they were punched harder than I was, because it's, oh my God, the need that's in the community is something that they didn't know, and the depth of need. And so much of what you guys deal with is, you know, well, this is being pushed under the rug and this is a conspiracy and all this, because a lot of things that you have to do, you're dealing with minors and you're dealing with personnel things. And so you can't talk about a lot of the juicy stuff that ends up in the media, because those are people's lives.
Well,
that's got to be really hard.
I mean, you do grow a thicker skin, like fast, just to kind of survive. But yeah, I mean, sometimes when things break in public news out of our school district, it's a little bit frustrating, because especially when we're talking about children.
Yeah.
The district is very much restricted as to what they can say publicly, and rightfully so. Those are people's children, and you can't talk about them in public. However, sometimes on the other side of that, there are people that are more than happy to go out and talk about it and can say whatever they want, which means they control the narrative,
right?
So I would just say to people, you know, be a little bit careful when you hear things out of the school district, and ask, you know, if you're asking, why doesn't the school district say, you know, come out and be more transparent? Well, the answer to that usually, almost always, is you can't,
right?
You're legally restricted. So, but people don't understand that. And why would they? You know, like, it's not obvious, but you can't talk about people's kids.
No. And, you know, it's interesting too, is like, I live in Pulaski, and they had a little bit of a dust up last year, I think it was, over, and it was a teacher that was yelling and making a big fuss and all of that. And the school district and the school board, they didn't say anything. And so all, you know, on this community pages, because they have nothing else to talk about, it's like, well, this and this is happening at Sunnyside, the school my kids go to. And it's like, well, number one, it's an amazing school with amazing teachers and amazing staff. Mm-hmm. And it was so sad that they couldn't talk about it.
Yeah, and explain themselves.
Right.
Why don't they explain themselves?
Right.
Yeah, no, we're not gonna, we can't.
You can't.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Yeah, just want to shout out to our mutual friend, Jen Schwartz.
I love Jen.
I love her too.
Yes, Jen Schwartz is she's the president of the school board in Pulaski, and she is an incredible woman.
Yeah,
She's a badass.
We've gotten to know each other a little bit through you.
Yeah.
You helped that. And I really appreciate that because, you know, it's really helpful. And I've made the same kind of relationships with some of the other board members in the area as we grapple with all the various things that happen in public education. Those relationships become very helpful and supportive. And because until you're kind of in the position, it's sometimes hard to
really
understand.
Lonely.
It feels a little. It can feel a little lonely, sure.
Right? Yeah.
So
that's cool. You and Jen Schwartz, and I'm, you know, it's just doing the right things for the right reasons. It's really cool. So I know you're both badasses. So we talk about the assault on education and funding and all of that. If you're talking to a room full of I would not say 5 year olds because they're not going to get it anyway, but like middle schoolers, how would you explain public schools are funded?
It's a combination between local taxes, state funding, and federal funding, and some grants. You know, it's funny because just recently I appeared before the city council to take on the whole idea of a voucher transparency on tax
bills. That was great.
Yeah, I mean,
talk about that. What is that?
Well, in the fall of 2023, our school board passed a resolution that said that we would like to see what our district loses to vouchers put on the tax bill, because as it is now, you see a certain amount that goes to Green Bay schools.
Yeah,
that's actually not accurate because a chunk of that goes to vouchers, and that's not indicated on the tax bill. So people think that's all going to our public schools.
So they see thousands of dollars that they're paying out of their pockets, and it's going to Green Bay Public Schools.
Yeah,
but it's not.
Not all of it. No. So we that resolution asked for that, and then it went before the city council in the following January, but on some procedural maneuvering, it got tabled. Well, it came back this last spring, and we passed it. The city council passed it.
Yeah, and which is huge because people can see with their own eyes that this amount, thousands of dollars, minus this, that is being taken away from.
Well, there are some legal complications to that, and what happened is what people are going to see, it's going to be in the informational portion on top, the total amount that leaves our district to go to voucher schools.
Oh.
So it's not going to be. It isn't going to be exactly what that particular taxpayer is losing, but it is going to show you the whole amount that leaves our district. So, it wasn't easy. It took a lot of people to get that across the finish line. And there was some real opposition to it, but I'm really proud of that work. And trying to explain to city council members about that, they tried very hard to understand it. They did their best, but let me just say it wasn't pretty.
Well, we're going to try to understand that a little bit more on the other side here. We're talking with Laura McCoy, Green Bay Public Schools board member here on the Rational Revolution on Civic Media. Stick around. It's going to be a fun conversation coming up.